No, very good. Yeah, my taxes usually don't get done until later in the year because it takes forever for me to get all the documents that we need. There's one doc. I shouldn't say for, there's just one document that takes forever because I got a partnership in this company and the I forget what they call it, the K-1. That one takes forever to get. So that's usually the holdup. But I still have to make sure I pay on time. Just because you file later doesn't mean that they don't want their money by the 15th. So I've got all of that done.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that we had all that sort of stuff because of mom's passing on and inheritances and everything like that. That was a fiasco, and I had to refile because stuff came in even later than it was supposed to. So, yeah, no, it's pretty straightforward. And I got the okay from my tax lady. I can retire this year.
Well, good for you. Congratulations, I think. I could retire, too. I should. I've talked about it. I can. But then what would I do? I'd probably go crazy. I'd miss it. There's so many mixed emotions about that. You know, it's just like, ugh. So, I see your company hit the big news today.
All the more reason I'm going to bail out. Yeah, they found a way to screw us out of any profit sharing, plus all the bull crap that they're pulling on a daily basis. I want to be done with it, and I'm going to be so happy to be done with it. I am actually going to file my paperwork on the 16th of March, and then it's a matter of them having suitable enough replacements or whatever, and they'll give me a date sometime between the end of March in the end of the year that I can retire.
Oh, very good. Yeah, it bothered Marion, too. Her late husband was a Chrysler worker, and he was a little bit younger, so there's a small pension that's supposed to come her way, but it has to be when he hits age, not her. So she's waiting for that, but yeah, she wasn't very pleased with that either, so I could tell it bothered her a little.